And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Walk on Delilah, what's it like in Toronto City? I'm 2,000 kilometers away, but girl, tonight you look so bad, oh yes you do. Don't ask where no shine as bright as you. Top left, top left. Walk on Delilah, you live for it, such a mission. I could finesse my way on a transit, but nowadays these guys are dissing. Are you dumb? I scan my presto with no friends. Kick me off, you get branch. Oh, don't you be acting mean. No, there's a 40 in my jeans. And oh, you're shorty wants to reach. So these are my Camari jeans. Wagwan Delilah, no, I'm late cause there's bear traffic. I just showed my dog your Grammy. Said he knows a man that slapped it. I'm so cheesed. Your madam was all nights are geeked. I'm bent low key. Wagwan Delilah, double date me if you like me. Brought my cronem for your bestie. Sorry, he's wearing a shiesty. He's not beat. It's just too smoky in these streets. You're looking sweet. Oh, don't you be acting mean. No, there's a 40 in my jeans. And oh, you're shorty wants to reach. So these are my Camari jeans.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 821, part 2. My name is Mike Steele, and I am here to introduce a professional comedian. That's right. We've got a professional comedian in the studio, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Wagwan, everybody. Wagwan. Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Wagwan to my Jamaicans. I called it immediately where I was like, this fucking sucks. I hate it. I know that we're both going to love this in three more listens.
Yeah, that's exactly. When did Jeff and I were like, this sucks. And
where
then,
did
like,
this come from?
Like an hour later, we're like, this rocks.
It's Drake's new song after being emasculated.
Seriously?
Drake's the second guy.
Well,
in the
it's
song,
this. Yeah, Drake's the second guy. It's this like Toronto parody rapper guy. Apparently he made this song and people are like, dude, you should get Drake on it.
That's
like,
crazy.
As a joke, and then Drake added a verse to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's all Toronto slang apparently.
Ah, weird.
Wagwan. What's going on? That's like all Jamaican, it's stupid.
No, you'll love it, Mike.
Yeah.
It'll grow on you.
Give me a few more.
Wagwan, Mike.
Wagwan, indeed. When we're Wagwan all through Japan.
Oh, definitely. Wagwan. Well, will we Trump Wagwanin?
Wagwan. Well, Wagwan with the Holocaust because, you know, with this whole Israel thing, there's a lot of people saying anti-Semitic things. They're saying 6 billion, that's a fake number. Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Six billion.
I mean, 6 billion. That's not a fake number. You know what is a fake number? A bajillion.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good joke. That's a good joke from a professional comedian.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. But, a lot of people like my bajillion joke. A lot of faggots like my bajillion
joke.
No, go ahead.
I introduced professional comedian Jeff Murphy, and now I'm here to introduce future President of the United States, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Wagwan, 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 wagwan. Wagwan, everybody. Thank you so much for that fine wagwan. This popped in my head during break. I forgot. Like, this popped up on my feed, my algo this week. It's a local controversy that happened. And it just made me laugh because, I don't know, I guess I just laugh at people's being upset. But this girl had a bad experience at Umami Sushi here in town.
Okay.
And she wants us to boycott that place and all of the Dragon Factory restaurants.
Is that why her glasses are on? Like she's a scientist whose potion just exploded in front of her?
But it also, like, when I watched it, I was just, I was like, of course, this is the type of person this happened to. Like, I'm not sure if there is more to the story or whatever, but it's like, I don't know. Let me just let her explain it first.
My family and I were racially harassed, followed, and had objects thrown at us at Umami Sushi, and the management did nothing to stop this. We were seated in a booth in front of six white people, and as I was sitting down, one of them threw an ice cube at my hair. During this time, I decided not to escalate anything. However, one of the servers was bringing out food for their table and saw that they threw a used wet napkin at us. We complained to that server, and they said that there was nothing that they can do for us. The harassment kept going on.
Seriously, what's
kept
going on with the glasses?
What do you mean? It's like Harry Potter glasses.
I can't hear a word she's saying because they're like the right side thing is like on the middle of her nose almost. Jim,
I didn't even notice that till you pointed it out.
That's why I said she looked like her experiment exploded in front of her. Like they're not on her face.
They just look like Potter glasses to me. Maybe they're there for a stylistic.
But they're
choice.
Uneven, is what I'm saying. Like they're not. They're she's like, what the fuck?
No, it's her eyes. They're slanted.
Yeah, Mike, you racist.
Whatever.
You're the one throwing napkins.
They called
at
us the arsler. And then
that's what made me laugh so hard.
They're throwing shit
at her and calling her retards. This is crazy activity for an Umami Sushi. These guys sound like a party.
But that's what I have to wonder. Like, I guess there are animals out there that would just start, like, for no reason, start throwing
Jim,
ice cubes and napkins. Who?
16-year-olds of a very specific time.
Yeah, that's true. Just like a young kid thing.
It's like it is a teenager. Teenagers in general would do it, but there are some very specific teenagers that would very much do it.
Well, like broccoli hair kids or
the ones that they like, the ones that they're emulating.
Oh, no, they said they were white.
I get what you're saying.
That is the culture these days with teens.
But then it's funny that she's all upset at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because it's probably like, I mean, I get they could probably be like, hey, get the hell out of here. Like, you probably should do that if people are throwing stuff at other patrons. But also, if it is 16-year-old kids, like, the big secret they don't tell you when you become an adult is that you realize you actually have no power. Like, like we talk about this a lot. If teenagers just all of a sudden started coming up to you doing shit, you couldn't do anything.
I've said it a million times. Like, most teenagers are probably like, I've got 3 inches on them. But other than that, like, there's nothing that could stop them from just, like, beating me up and raping me. And I'm a grown man.
Yeah, we saw it happen in that one video. He tackled her to the ground and sucked his pee-pee.
Yeah, you could just, like, and if you're like, well, we've seen, like, the hood fights and like IHOPs and Waffle Houses and stuff. If a bunch of teens just wanted to be like, no, we're not going to fucking leave. In fact, or like the go behind the counter McDonald's stuff.
Yes.
When people want to, they just can do whatever they want. And there's nothing you can do to stop them.
They called me the R word. They tackled me down and sucked my penis.
Oh yeah. Like when we saw that Wawa like melee that was going on and it's like, everything. What are you supposed to do? Yeah, really? What do you do? What can you do? But it's just funny to me because it's someone that does say like, and then they called us the arsler. And it's, I mean, obviously it would be annoying if this was happening, but also when you say it out loud, it sounds so trivial. It's like, oh, they threw an ice cube at me or they threw a napkin at me.
That would be annoying though. If it's like, retard.
Yeah, get out of the sushi spot, fucking Chang.
What are you going to do about it, retard?
It's weird to racially profile at a sushi. It's not a Philly sub.
I mean, if you look at how she's wearing her glasses, she looks like a fucking retard.
I don't see it. I honestly don't see it. Dude.
Yeah,
I
see it now that you pointed it out, but I would never have noticed that.
It looks
that.
Like her glasses are like she lifted them up and just they're on crooked.
Can we hear more?
Wet napkin at us. We complained to that server, and they said that there was nothing that they can do for us. The harassment kept going on. They kept trying to talk to us. They called us the arsler.
There's nothing they can do,
and then they also
retard.
Threw more ice cubes and a chopstick wrapper at us. Then my cousin went to go to the bathroom, and 4 of them stood up and followed her to the bathroom and started banging on her door. As she was leaving the bathroom, they started saying random Korean words to her, which is just blatantly racist. One of the patrons who was waiting for the bathroom.
But I guess
that's
insane.
That's scary.
It's racist, but also I'm impressed if they knew Korean words. Or do you think they were just Googling them real quick?
They were just a bunch of Korean guys.
Yeah, they were.
We're
up to us after
Korean
the fact
wingers.
And checked in on us to make sure that we were okay because the managers were doing actually nothing. By this point, we have already escalated the situation to three
the
different
thing is,
staff members.
Well,
and
okay,
one of
yeah.
them told us to calm down. And we wanted to leave because we lost our appetite, the management
down,
wasn't doing
chill.
Anything, and we barely ate any of our...
Well, the thing
That's
is...
That's Baron. He just likes to party.
What I forgot is then she gets to this point where she's like, well, we wanted to leave. Because like that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, well, at this point, if they're not doing anything, you might as well leave.
Yeah.
But she's also upset that they wanted her to pay her bill.
Well, here's the thing.
And it was like $100 like sushi bill or whatever.
If I'm her, I go, I deal with it. I eat my food and I just leave.
Yeah.
In the same way that they're not going to do anything about them, they're not going to do anything about me walking out the door without paying my bill.
Fair
so
enough.
I would just basically like, I'm not saying it would be fun, but you leverage the lack of giving a shit about anything in your advantage and just go, okay, cool. If this is how my meal is going to be, then I'm going to get it for free and I'm leaving.
To calm down. And we wanted to leave because...
It is funny that they're like, these people are throwing stuff at us and calling us retard. Calm down.
Calm the fuck down.
Chill out.
Maybe it's like a supervillain son. Like he's giving out hundos as he's doing it. Shut up, retard.
It's like the guy from season one of Reacher who's just like going around town just being a nuisance.
Evil rich kid, yeah. They have like three popped collars. Like, what are you going to do about it, Korean?
We lost our appetite, the management wasn't doing anything, and we barely ate any of our food. And we asked, since we didn't eat most of the food, is it okay if we don't pay? But they did not let
you
us eat until we paid the $200, which had
$200. That's what I mean.
That's crazy amount of sushi.
That's when I start to feel like you're running up the bill and then looking for an excuse not to pay.
Let's imagine that it's all-you-can-eat sushi, so it's probably like $35 a person. And she's there with her friends. I mean, it'd take, what, like six people for it to be that much?
But even better, if it's 6-on-6, you should just be fighting this other table.
Well,
then.
Yeah. Well, it's her and a bunch of retards.
Yeah, true. That's why they were calling them retards.
No, they're Asian. Doesn't count.
Add auto gratuity. After we left, the group of them...
Yeah, you're right. If it added gratuity, then they must have had eight people at least. If I'm the restaurant, I'm like, no fucking way... Eight people, I get you had a bad experience. You're not leaving without paying your fucking bill.
But again, it's weird that they did anything about making... What? Something doesn't add up.
That's what I mean. That's why it sounds... I'm sure they are being harassed, but it sounds like there's still something missing here.
Yeah, in my head, the employees aren't going to do shit about anything. Other than, I mean, maybe they were saying... Maybe she's so goody-goody that like they're saying, you're not allowed to leave. And she's like, I'm not. They're standing in front of the doors or stopping them. Maybe in her eyes, that's
like, hey, you got to pay your bill. Okay, but I thought we didn't eat much.
Like, that's what she means. Yeah. Like, they're saying I can't leave until I pay my bill. Like, they're saying I'm not allowed, not they're preventing me. Because, if I was her, I'd just fucking leave. I would simply walk out the door.
Followed me and two of my cousins to the car asking for where the person who they caused to give an anxiety attack is. We didn't respond.
It's funny. It feels like it gets funnier and funnier though when she tells the story. Like it starts with getting an ice cube thrown at her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then a
then
wet napkin.
Them around.
Then they're calling him a retard. Yeah. Then they're saying Korean words. Then
banging
apparently lost in the mix is someone had a panic attack and then they're like, "Where's the person? Huh? Where's that person that had a panic attack?"
Maybe they want to apologize. Hey,
back into our
car,
and we're just honestly horrified that this whole situation happened. Now, of course, I ultimately blame the people who are harassing us, but being silent when you have the power to stop something from happening is complacency. Now, I am begging you to please boycott Umami Sushi and any restaurant owned by Dragon Factories.
Where
My
is
family
it?
And I were racially...
It's up on North Durango. It's not that far.
We should check it out.
You know what? It's in that Buffalo Wild Wings strip mall area, which is... A nightmare for parking. That place is always mobbed. There's like a Panda Express, like a boba place, and
a
bunch
a weird
of bullshit
curve,
in there.
Dude.
Yeah,
I went online, by the way, and the actual like the official Las Vegas Twitter is saying that McCarran's doing training exercises
for all the jets
and scrambling jets, and that's why, because apparently everyone in the fucking world was like, "What the hell am I hearing right now?" We should check. We should peep it.
Did she have any other updates?
We should peep it for sure.
If anyone has any stories of working at or being harassed at a Dragon Factory restaurant, please reach out.
I wouldn't eat the sushi, but I'm sure they've got things I'd eat.
It's just, I get it. Make the video. The video went a little viral, but then to make a bunch of videos still talking about the restaurant, I feel like now you're kind of enjoying it.
Click that party bus video.
I can accept because I myself know what it's like when it's like, oh, I got wronged. I don't care if anyone believes me. Fuck this place. I'm going for the throat.
Yeah.
And so in her experience, let's pretend that we're dunking on her and she's an idiot, but realistically it actually went in an awful way and she's in the right and they treated her like shit. I'd be going after him as well. I'd be doing remember you sent like Better Business Bureau complaints and stuff, right? Like when you're like, fuck this place. No, I'm gonna
but
do all sorts of stuff.
But that's different than
like,
I feel
them.
Like there's more clout involved than actual satisfaction with the business.
I would say yes, but she's young and that's just what the internet is.
That's what I mean, because this is not that different than the guy who takes their phone out and films like every little thing that happens.
I'm saying I agree. I think that their way is different. I think this is the equivalent of me being like, fuck this place, I'm going to do everything I can to tear them down. Or no, I'm going to call like, fuck this, I want to get on the phone with someone. Like, I think that's the equivalent of what's happening. Just it's a young person's version.
Oh, shit. Umami on their Instagram page put up some CCTV footage.
Whoa, what?
They followed my cousin in the bathroom. I wish they'd put up that footage instead. Wait. To our family about what happened along with CCTV footage after the incident.
So they
did they give you a refund? Yes, I sent them a message on their Instagram asking for a refund. They attempted to give me complimentary, all-you-can-eat, as a gesture of goodwill. I will never be going back to their business again. I asked for a refund again, and they obliged.
Wait, they apologized, refunded her, and tried to give her free food?
Yeah, and so she's still boycotting now because, again, she likes the clout. Now she likes the attention.
Sure. I guess it's hard for me to know how I'd feel if I was... Like,
I mean, I don't get me wrong, I'd probably love it too, but also don't hide behind this. Like, well, I'm just trying to fight for the other people out there, making sure this doesn't happen again. Additionally, I previously ate at Mr. Shoda, a Dragon Factory, where they required me to pay still after I found a fly in my salmon.
I love how specific that is.
There's a fly.
There's been an ongoing issue with workplace labor violations. I'm sure those violations are like, they made me work. You know what I mean?
Like Asian restaurants. They might like beat you with reeds and shit if you fuck around.
Yeah, but whatever happened to the classic Asians that love to work?
Yeah.
But this reminds me of, and it hasn't come up, but people were upset about Gideon's. There's been some rabble rousing in Florida. Because I guess the
at
Gideon's
our location or the other one,
just Gideon's in general, both of them. Because Gideon's I think pays like $7 or $8 an hour, but they make tips, so they split the tips.
Shit, that's still really, really. That's nothing for how packed.
Yeah,
that
or
place
maybe
is.
It's $9, but it's something like that. But apparently, because I think it started to come out that they were going to change it. But then I think it was one of those things where then the employers are like, don't do that. I'll make less if you pay me like $15 an hour.
So the outside was thought they were like white knighting them. And then they're
but
like,
there
no,
was
no,
someone
no.
inside too, because they were upset that when they make the cold brew, they have to shake it instead of stir it or something like that. And they were like, that can cause carpal tunnel. And if you're shaking cold brews and everyone's like, immediately everyone's eyes roll like out of their
fucking
heads. Fucking
dude. I immediately lost all sympathy as you said that.
When I'm working around all the cookies, it's really hard not to eat a bunch of cookies.
Apparently they did say that it gets sweltering in there and like the AC breaks all the time, which I guess it's Florida. I guess that could be rough. What was the other thing? Oh, there was one thing. There was some person was running some sort of like unionized Instagram for Gideon's, but then in one of their demand letters, they were like, stop treating us like slaves on the plantation. And then everyone turned on them.
That's so
funny. They always do that.
That's
shit
how it goes.
They get on a roll and they get real high and mighty. And they're like, just like the slaves from Africa. We are all the N-word at Gideon's.
But then I think the Gideon's people were trying to respond to it on their Instagram. It was like this whole thing.
Well, I'm still going, and I'm still getting a big piece of cake.
I'm still going. I need
still
to get
my mom cookies.
I need to get a big slice of cake. I haven't had one in a while.
Dude, their cake is so good. It sucks that because of when we go, we never get to do that. Like, hey, for 2 hours, you can get cookie with ice cream.
Yeah,
I've never been able to do
hot
that.
Cookie hour. Thank you, Evan, for outpouring your support.
Jeff's leaned back. He scoffed and called us the F slur.
When hot cookie hour comes at Gideon's, I hope they don't shut down my favorite cookie factory.
I love hot cookie hour.
It's such a homo.
Hot cookie hour is fucking. I'm
make them
annoyed.
Shake those motherfucking cold brews.
Yeah, my wrists.
Let's see. Did they put? Oh, is this it? All right. Let's see. What? Oh, the place is popping though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dragon Factory would like to take this opportunity to extend our sincerest apologies to the family.
Oh, look at these
family.
Kids, though. They definitely did it.
Yeah, which ones are they? These kids up here? Oh, okay, yeah, they are. We'd like to take the opportunity to extend our sincerest apologies. 5 involved in yesterday's harassment. We as a company do not tolerate hateful acts or any form of harassment towards all ethnicities. Rest assured, we are working towards adjusting security protocols to allow our patrons to feel safe in our restaurants. During the incident, our 73-year-old manager attempted to consolate a group of customers consisting of 3 men and 2 women from harassing another group of 5 customers. It's unfair to claim that management did not do any, because that's the thing. I bet you they did. They try. They probably did something.
They just said it was a 73-year-old man. Yeah. So it's like, fuck off or I'll kill you.
It's exactly what we said. It's like, what are you going to do? You're going to walk over and be like, would you mind please stop? And whatever. Fuck off. Eat shit.
Let's see. What are they doing? Is this one, or are these the other people part of it?
I think those are the people that were being shitty. That's them talking to them right now. Well, I mean, this doesn't feel half-assed to me. It feels like they said exactly, they're like, hey, our failure was that we weren't prepared to actually be able to solve this problem, but she's claiming that we did nothing.
Yes.
Like, we're not going to say we fixed it, and that's why we're apologizing, but she's acting like we basically ignored her and like abandoned her, and all like our biggest flaw was that we couldn't get it figured out. So I can see why she'd feel like this is half-assed, because it's not them just like completely deferring
to
her.
Well, every seat in this place is full too.
Yeah.
So it is like harder. I mean, they may not have noticed some of this shit going on because everyone's busy. But yeah, I get it. I mean,
this
makes me want sushi.
They didn't handle it well, and they're apologizing for it.
Maybe they'll discount their menu.
Like, I'm not saying this girl has to go back there and eat again, but like you don't have to like, it's like pitchforks and torches.
Still charging the harassed party with auto gratuity and then saying more could have been done is absolutely crazy. Please remove the manager's age. He has nothing to do with how poorly the situation was handled.
Oh, yeah, he's too old.
I don't know.
Yeah, everyone's saying kick him out. Like, I'm sure that's so much easier said than done.
Yeah.
Especially when they're with, it's one of those like snake eating its own tail things where like the very fact that you need to kick them out means they're going to be hard to kick out because they're the type of people that you have to kick out in the first place. So like, They're not gonna be so shitty that everyone wants them kicked out, and then you'll go, please leave, and they'll be like,
I don't know. They should have got this tall drink of water. The white guy that works there, it looks like he could have taken him out. He's walking around by the window over there.
Yeah, man, I bet he wanted to. You know, here's the thing: he's a hero.
That guy, look at that guy. He's a beast.
Yeah, he wanted to do it.
No, he's a big beanpole, though. Look how skinny he is.
They wouldn't let him. Yeah, he kept begging to do it, and they wouldn't let him.
Oh, yeah, would he get just beat up by
three? He looks like that big gangly guy for the jump scare and It Follows. That comes through the hallway.
Yeah, it's the old man on the roof. Yeah, he was just hoping, like, please don't make me kick these TikTok teens out.
Plus, they were just like, hurry up and buy. You hurry up and you buy. You pay.
Gratuity extra. Gratuity extra.
Jesus Christ.
That was the people guy. That's how he talked.
They're not concerned about the harassment. They're like, you pay your bill.
Pay.
Good Lord. You're using your best short round voice.
Hey, that person exists. I'm not just making them up out of thin air, all right?
That's true.
Why you owe $200 food no eat?
Jeff's right though. I am hungry. I want fucking food now.
But it is kind of funny because I feel like it's like they just looked at those people and they knew they were retards. It's like you smell blood in the water. You like you could tell someone that you can fuck with that's not going to do anything, and someone that will do something. Yes. You know. And it's like, oh, we could fuck with these people.
When kids are mean.
They did like spitballs at
them. Yeah. Kids are mean. You see a bunch of retards and you're like, there it is.
Yeah.
There's the people we're going to fuck with.
These roles.
Yeah, sushi on fleek.
It's true. Sushi Riz.
Good for them. Good for Umami.
We going? We just going to end the show early and peep?
Yeah, Mike's just eating octopus and shit.
Yeah, I want to go to one of these Japanese curry places that are around
here. Dude, go to Curry Zen.
Curry Zen? Like
Curry Zen.
Is that the one up on...
like Centennial?
It's by Chinatown. It's the best one in town.
Yeah. I think there's one over here too. Yeah,
Curry Zen. Curry Zen is hands down the best Japanese curry place in town. It's so fucking good. There's also the Asian Food Hall over by Desert Breeze Skate Park. That place fucking rules too.
Asian Food Hall,
it dude.
Doesn't sound like it would be good.
No,
is that like that strip mall area, or is it a different one?
So like you know, like how there's that big soccer field next to
like a buffet of Asian food?
Desert Breeze.
I think so.
Yeah, it's right there. It's like across from McDonald's. No, it's kind of like what a food court would be like in a mall, but it's not in a mall. And it's all just more specific, but it's super nice and it's all cheap and it's fucking like it's all really good. Oh, dude, you'd love it. I've gone there a couple times. It's fucking great. I love that place. That's like my new spot. I'm always the only white guy there.
You're like, so does it
all. I'm always banging on bathroom doors, yelling random words in Korean.
Like, you pay, you hurry up.
We go in there, Mike's crouched smoking, like rolling dice with the old Korean guys.
Yeah, Curry Zen Jim, you'd love it, Jeff. I think it's called like the Cheongdong Food Hall. It's fucking awesome.
Ooh, I had dim sum not that far from there. That was very good. And that big fucking dim sum looking building.
Yeah.
Oh, dim sum. I love a fucking bao bun.
I love me a bao bun.
Bao buns are incredible.
Kristen showed me this lady, Tara, the Queen Spinner. Okay. Apparently, she goes to this ride at the Mall of America where you can like spin it, and she's the best at spinning. Like, that's all she's autistic, apparently.
She does it the most, or she makes it look the coolest?
Both. All of the above. Watch. Okay. See if you can pick her out here.
Okay, yeah. Don't tell me who she is. Well, I already assume I know which one.
Already tweaking.
Maybe the one doing retard shit? Is it that one?
Oh, no.
Because it's like this arm thing.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the... So at the new...
Ready?
The How to Train Your Dragon, one of the rides is this.
She's already spinning, bro.
Wait, she's geeking, dude. Are those Ninja Turtles?
Oh, yeah, it's like a shell shock ride.
I gotta see her again. I gotta see her again.
Dude, she goes faster and faster.
Dude, everyone else is just like.
She's tweaking. Dude.
They're just like hanging out.
She's spazzing.
I'd worry that she was in trouble.
Yes. Because almost looks like something's
she's
fucked
like
up.
Falling out.
How much is it per ride?
It looks like the ride's fucking up, but she's doing it on purpose. She's the Queen Spinner.
That's not good.
It does look like she'll fly out. It looks like it's barely holding her in.
I wonder if when she pukes, it's like alien blood that like burns through things like acid. But yeah, one of the how to Train Your Dragon land. One of the rides.
Yeah, it has a ride like
it's this
right?
Where like you can control the wings.
Let's go to her page. I think is like all the spinning, the queen shell spinner.
So her identity is just retard on this ride.
She's super earnest and kind of. I only watched one of her videos, and she's very likable.
I don't mean retard like a burn. I mean like of what she is.
I think she's trying to get Universal to invite her out to the park, which they should.
She would love that How to Train Your Dragon ride, man. She'd be the Queen Spinner.
Let me see. What was the one that I watched?
Man, we can't even make fun of her.
Yes, I did get banned for a whole year at Valley Fair.
Boy, I didn't know that.
I thought security on the phone told me, like, for the rest of the season. But no, I got a letter in the mail saying for a whole year. Now, my band was up just like last year.
Are we
going to
talk why you were banned?
Yeah, is it because of the spinning or is this something different?
And this year I had friends ask me, are you going to go to Valley Fair this year? And I'm like, Valley Fair is not worthy for me.
I can't even be mad at her because she is but a chromosome away from me. I am but her with more stability and brain capacity.
Yeah, it's me, teacup spinner, and I'm all wigged out and retarded, and I get on the teacups at Disneyland every year.
Yeah, she's great
for like 9-10 years.
But what was she banned for? Maybe she like exposed herself to kids.
If I can go back to where was the comment from? Oh no!
It's just you can click on these. Whole year at Valley Fair.
It's just you know it was for spinning.
Security on the phone told.
Yeah, but they don't have that same ride.
I bet they do. I bet they have a ride like that.
But no, I got.
She's just spinning on the like the Ferris wheel. Breaking the Ferris
wheel. I got my root canal done today, and decided. Well, I came to the wrong mall. Let me tell you, my teeth kind of suck right now at eating. I don't really feel like eating because both of my teeth
guess
are
I'll
like
spin.
Yeah, that's she's just
on the other side.
She's not even retarded. I was wrong. Yeah. She's simple.
Yes, that's
she,
yeah.
She's like a fucking what is
Sling
it? A mice and men.
Oh, Lenny.
Yeah,
she's a menace.
She's that. She's that type of. She's a simple. And that, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Look at the spinner. Look at the spinner, Nancy.
She's Nancy. She's a queen spinner. She's just what I call her. I call her the queen spinner.
That's what you put her in the spinner and shoot her in the back of the head.
Oh, no. What's the huge announcement?
This is what I have been waiting to tell everyone.
I'm trans.
Largest bouncy park coming to the Mall of America.
Big bouncy park.
This looks so awesome.
Yeah, wait till it burns on your knees.
25,000
square feet. People don't tell you about that.
The
bouncy stuff.
A continuous jumping zone.
Yeah, take a Tweedledum's ass fucking Jerome Bettison your kid over.
Yeah, it burns you up, bro. It's like, remember, did you ever get like rug burns on like a trampoline kind of?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. She's going to get them all over.
She's going to have them all over her face.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to let people know that I have epilepsy. Maybe I'll inspire other people out there who has epilepsy
to spin around. That seems like
limits.
It would trigger epilepsy.
Yeah. You'd think. Yeah. Scrambling
your junk.
Around like that.
Maybe it's like opposite though. Like maybe it makes her feel more normal.
What if she's just a regular lady before she starts spinning?
No one's around anymore that knew her before.
It's like when we watch Intervention, it's like a hot lady and they're like, this is Tara before she starts spinning.
And when I had some seizures, I felt like I was going to be in this dark hole, like, I don't want to go out, I don't want to do nothing, I feel like I was going to be stuck there.
But thank God I can live.
I'm living, I need to get back out, I need to do things, and start living my life again, and that's what I did. Now, when
this chick's
I
cool.
I really liked the episode of Game Time GM did with this girl.
Yeah, you know what? By her own right, ain't nothing wrong with this girl. She's cool.
Good for... Oh, does this show... Oh, wait, no. She...
Different shirt, though.
And I'm spinning, and I'm spinning, and I keep on spinning. Now, if you want to see me after I get off this ride...
Yes,
we have to go to someone else's channel.
Here. He did it on Saturday. He captured me, and I decided to do, like, a funny dance. And, yeah, I'm fine.
Does she show it?
I've been spinning for 12 years and keep on spinning on this ride. Please, Universal Studios, I would love to come to your theme park. If you invite me, I would definitely open your Sky Flyers up. Please,
yeah, see me and her.
Yeah, you're right.
They want me there.
We're cut from the same cloth. Her and I.
Another ride that you can spin.
That's the one he was just talking about. Yeah, the How to Train Your Dragon ride.
It's supposed to be like, it's like, hey, you're like Hiccup learning how to fly.
She's going
to
break the ride. It gets flying off the tracks.
She lands in Shrek's Swamp.
Why didn't she link the video of her getting off after spinning a bunch of times? Two and a half minutes of spinning.
I want to see her get off into a dance.
Like the song ends, but she's still going.
I mean, That would be insane if you got on a ride and someone was doing that.
Everyone stops to look at her. They're not even trying.
Yeah,
to
no.
Do
if
it.
I was behind her, I would. I'd be like,
I think, oh
I'd
my
be
god,
like waving
stop
at the, guy.
The ride. It's yeah. fucking up.
Help
I'm
her.
Like, she's out to help her out.
She's clearly flying, falling out.
I think there are actually videos of like grandmas on rides like this, and they can't stop it, right?
Well, there's the classic lady on the helicopter getting spun.
Yeah,
that's one of the funniest.
So good.
I think there are like videos of people on rides exactly like this, and they don't know how to get it to stop.
I would be worried that she would break it. Doesn't seem like it's built to be doing this.
Yeah, no, she's fine. But yeah, is she gonna do a little dance, a little jig?
Yeah, I want to see her dance a little jig.
You think she's like coming?
Yeah, I do.
It's like pump. It's like
that
calming.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger like spinning around. Wow! Wow!
No. Bad.
Riding the shell shock is like calming.
Wagwan, Barbara. Keep spinning. Yeah!
Yeah! Hell yeah. All right.
Who's that? Who's that for?
That's for us.
Well, I mean, I know it's for me, but
where are you going? You
get yeah, where, oh, she's just going back on the ride.
They're right. Like, you can't do that.
No, please.
It's like
off.
When we got to ride Hagrid three times
yeah,
in a row.
She got to ride back to back.
She's just like us. We're just like her.
Yeah, I'm on the motorcycle, just hanging backwards. Oh. Jeff does the most handstands on the Hagrid ride.
Hey, here's a video security footage. Yeah, Jeff doing handstands on Hagrid's.
Speaking of retards, Alex Jones was crying this week, but
no,
I feel like it was a bit.
It's real. They're taking everything from him.
But he was doing a bit, right?
They're
although
you can never tell with him because his bits and his reality are like there's a razor thin difference between them.
I was trying to find the full episode. I feel like he took it off his website. Because I was looking, I think this was on the first.
Yeah, they seized his studio.
And when I was, well, no, but they gave him an injunction on Monday. They let him continue.
Okay.
But yeah, because they're trying to take his shit. Because yeah, what he has to pay $1 billion.
Like it's like it's something insane. It's like $9 billion
yeah. for like what?
For the yeah. Sandy Hook the family.
But I mean, like or what?
Happen.
Like
they take.
They're
going to
take his studio away. Or
well,
something.
Then just take it.
But then he has no way to make money, so that it's like no one ever gets money. Basically, is
yeah.
What happens here? I guess.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to give him a reasonable punishment.
Well, that's why people said they should have given them like $50 million if they're going to give them anything.
No,
you
that's
give
the
them
thing.
Like 90.
Have they ever had a suit where someone had to pay $1 billion? Yeah, like, that's when it gets ridiculous. That's when it does feel like if I was a huge Alex Jones fan, I'd be like, they're targeting my hero.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? I
mean, yeah.
It makes no like, sense that that's what he has to pay.
Like, literally, what's the Trump bond? Like,
yeah.
The Trump bond is less than that.
Or what is it when, like, you know, like a company, it comes out that a company was using like poisonous chemicals in
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
And
they
I know
like
it's like hundreds of thousands sometimes.
Yeah. And I know like people only end up getting like a $50 check from some of those. But even those class action suits are like, yeah, maybe $5
million
or something
million,
like
yeah.
that. But it feels insane because Goldbreaker's like, that's what happens when
yeah, but that,
you have
the
a
point
lawsuit.
Is, it's like the lawsuit
the point
is impossible.
Yes.
Even if you disagree with the bullshit lawsuit in the first place.
I had a friend that was on a jury like a couple times, and she said that sometimes that number is just like the people on the jury are supposed to, like, they talk with like a person and they're like, well, what do you think they should pay? It's like,
yeah.
$100,000 is that? And they're like, well, is that what you think? And that, like, sometimes the number that the person owes is like,
it's just something somebody came
no,
up with.
No, literally, it's just like a made up,
a
like,
kajillion dollars.
Like, there's not like a book where it's like, okay, this type of crime can add up to this amount. And then, like, the judge figures it out or someone that knows decides based on the severity of the crime. Like, often it's just like an arbitrary number that can't go over a certain number based on the jury. And they literally just go, like, jury, how severe is this? Here's the highest amount you can that they're allowed, or hey, what amount do you think? And it's like it sounded insane and fake, but she's like, I don't know. Both times I've been on a jury, that's what happened. And I don't know what to tell you.
Been under attack. I've been gaslit. I've had secret federal filings follow me that I'm committing crimes, referred to the Justice Department. which of course wasn't true. We'd already filed it in federal court months before. They didn't even check this shit. If you're going to fucking frame somebody and fucking lie about them to goddamn federal court with the fucking no, it's already filed.
I love when there's always other
court,
people with
you
him.
Bastard.
Yeah, and they just silently yeah. watch him go
that's
off.
Always, anytime you see a clip rant, they pull wide and some guy's just there like.
Watching Alex Jones lose his mind. Yeah, I've never seen him that mad
guy
before.
With a beard.
He's so mad.
They're coming for his ass over nothing.
Look at the face he's making there.
Yeah.
So fuck you, and fuck anybody else that tries to go on your shit. You want fucking war, you fucking got it. I told you one more fucking lie, and I was going to do this, all right? I tried to sustain this place. I didn't believe America was as corrupt as this. I didn't believe we were this fucked, and we are this fucked. This country is administratively got a bunch of scum in charge of it.
I think this is real because I've never heard him this, like, this is not performative cussing. This is anger cussing. This
it's not like when he's yelling about Bloomberg and the yes. Bloomberg Mafia or yes. whatever.
This is like, I'm so mad, I don't know what else to say type cussing. Like, yeah. like I'm not saying you can't fake that, but I think that it's harder to fake. And this sounds real. Yeah. Yeah. This is like raw. Like, you don't say fuck like that if you're just like making it up.
Don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The tubes and America and the whole world sees it. So you misjudge who I am, and any of your minions misjudge who I am, and you have no idea. No idea. So go ahead, try to jerk off some operation to shut the doors here and do that and prove everything I said. It doesn't matter. And I don't sit there and make threats, I make promises. I haven't had time yet to dig it out of my phone.
Who are these losers?
But I will.
They're like three of the same guy.
Yeah, it's all his cohorts. Yeah.
They look like a bunch of like Stranger Things Russians.
Yeah. It's his yeah. Russian. It's his Russian broadcast.
You will at the end of the day know that Alex Jones, the American patriot, defeated your evil ass.
Like that. That's probably performative.
Yeah.
Look, that looks pretty real.
That's maybe awesome. It's coming.
I didn't know he had fucking like Wolverine beard now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got like mutton chop. Like he looks like
looks cooler than ever.
He looks like the what's his name? Gibbs from Pirates of the Caribbean. He looks like Gibbs. But scream seems fake. All the cussing and anger seemed real.
I like that there's like a cut. I like to think they got to another part and the other two are talking and then he just bursts
then
out.
Then he just cuts back
to him. I'm back!
Where's my, I thought I had.
Yeah.
The guy from Pirates.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're going to beat these people.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but it's been a hard fight.
Nah, this
yeah,
they got it.
I'm children. Trying to be fair. I'm being fair across the board. The screaming was fake.
That's the only part the cussing I saw. Was real. I saw that quick crying part. I was like, this is like a bit.
And
right?
The crying is fake. The crying is fake.
He's
for sure.
He's a man pushed beyond his means. He's going to have to kill Doze. That's the only thing he can do now is kill Doze City Hall.
I think he should thrill Doze.
Oh, thrill Doze.
He should thrill house.
Take more calls. Go ahead. Doze the next person.
You're sure.
Whoa, put that on the soundboard, Jim.
You should take more calls. You're sure.
This, who's calling?
Just take more calls. Go ahead. There's the next person. I've been under attack.
I wish I need the fucking full show. I got to watch this full episode. You know, it's like 6 hours.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Him just yelling. But yeah, so far he's still in business right now.
Okay, good.
How much does he have to pay? Is it like 1.5 billion?
It's like 90 million. It's some insane number.
Yeah, it's like your joke. It's a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
Yes. A court say that Alex Jones has to pay a bajillion dollars.
There's a
in
number
damages.
They could have put where he would have paid.
No, it's 1.4 billion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I mean. It's insane. That's insanity.
For a normal person, yes.
And regardless how you feel about like him and what he said, how is that the equivalent of he said lies about the parents? It's 1.4 billion. How's that the equivalent?
It's got to be like max number for a large number of people or something. Because like if that was like hey, a pharmaceutical company has to pay that. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But not a single man.
It was just
even a piece of shit like who did something awful. It's still just too much.
It's just such a clear, like, we're going to make an example out of you, yeah, shut the hell up type number that it's like you can't even, it doesn't even count as he's charged that because he wouldn't have that money ever.
Well, what do you think his lawyer, A.V. Motionberg, has to say?
A.V. Motionberg? He's just some wiggling Jew. He's a Jew on a surfboard.
I guess there was a, okay, this, I mean, because they compared it to the civil case against O.J. Simpson. He was fined $100 million. Yeah.
That's where he lost all his money. That's what people don't realize is that he won his case.
But they even, then, it even, yeah, says they got
fucked on that.
They got a tiny fraction. They didn't get any of it.
Yeah, and that's one tenth of what they charged this guy, basically. Like, fuck.
That's actually why how I did it. What was his book called?
If I did it.
If you look at the cover, actually pull up a picture of the cover.
It's because of because it's part of the case that he had to put like
they had to put I did it
in like big letters.
Yeah, like they're in charge of a lot of that stuff. So because of like they basically just owned his ass. So they were like, nope, if you're gonna put out this book, you have to put the I did it part really, really big.
Yeah.
And everything else can be small. Like if it's inside the eye.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's inside the eye.
Yeah, like
you can't see it with the naked eye.
Yeah.
So a lot of people at the time thought that that was just like, let's do something crazy so people will look at the book and go, what the fuck? And then like buy it. But that was actually, that was the Brown family being like, no, fuck you. If you're writing this book, the cover's going to say I did it in giant red letters.
Well, what's even better is the audiobook also has the he did it section by the Goldman family. There's an added commentary called He Did It by the Goldman family.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All that shit he said earlier, he did.
But yeah, that's apparently that's where he got
did
fucked.
It.
Yeah, did it. It's not true.
So far, he's worked to stymie efforts to collect from him. This week on his show, he urged diet supplement buyers to instead purchase products from a line owned by his father.
His dad's alive? How old is he?
28.
I assumed he was like late 50s, early 60s, Alex Jones.
He's got to be like maybe like mid-50s. Oh, yeah, no, he's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
50? Wow. That can't be right.
That's fucking insane.
He's had a hard life.
I think we've had this exact conversation,
Alex
by
Jones
the way.
Alex Jones is 11 years older than me.
I'm pretty sure we looked this up and had this exact conversation.
Yeah. Wait, so when we were like looking at Alex Jones like at the early in the show, he was in like his mid-30s?
Well, that's... But I mean, he's been doing this shit. Like, you can find footage of him from like late 90s doing this show.
But I thought he was... Like in his 40s back then.
Yeah. No, yeah. He just the stress of knowing the truth, this is what it does to you.
Wow. Who is he again? What comedian is he?
Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks. Yeah, that's right.
Joe Rogan's six
How
years
old
older.
How old is Bill Hicks? Bill Hicks. When is his birthday, anyways? 61.
Died in 94.
74. It makes more sense then. Throw a quick 13 years on little Alex, and that's where the Bill Hicks comes from. What was it? Okay,
Jesus Christ,
see.
50 years old? That fucking guy. Man, those supplements, they don't work at all. I didn't believe they worked, but now I've never been more
you
sure.
Just aren't, you're not familiar with the proper male body type.
I guess I'm not.
Years of GMOs have twisted your mind. Just be red and round.
You're barrel chested, also barrel everything else.
Yeah, you should look like a 1950s comic character.
You should look like the guy that's like beating someone up in an alley that Batman has to swoop in on.
So yeah, he did try to offer a settlement of $55 million over 10 years.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, if that's what they had given him originally, I'd go like, wow, that's a lot, but that's what you get.
Exactly.
And they did find through bankruptcy case that his monthly expenses were $100,000 and his settlement offer included a substantial salary for himself.
If you're him, you'd try and do that. You can't be like you tried to put one over on them.
To not give us all this money.
Yeah, like if I could try and like be like, yeah, here's a bunch of money, also I'm gonna keep a fat salary for myself. Like I'm not like a villain.
I guess 473 million of it is fees.
That makes sense.
But like, not real. Like, who's getting those fees? Is that going to the state?
I'm not
like,
going to potholes. In
I'm
the
not
street.
Saying the justification behind it. I'm saying finding that out makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like we must wet our beaks as well, Mr. Jones.
Oh, everyone needs to wet their fucking beaks in the American justice system. The American justice system is a nightmare where everyone's beak is fucking soaking wet.
Everyone's got the wettest fucking beak.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what is because stupid New York Times won't let me
view
it. Yeah,
what's the failing New York Times telling you?
Fucking old York Times. Mm. Old ass. fucking New Dork Times, am I right?
It's like black church. I'll tell you what they call it, fucking slow.
And I said the New Dork Times. I said the New Dork Times.
More like FedEx, more like Fed sucks. Where's my package?
I'm waiting.
I love the fake ads. Military strategy game criticized for being too realistic.
I like that face where it's just like, ah. Scroll up, Jim. Look at him. Look at him.
Yeah, he's just, you know,
that's
he feels smart.
That's Unk.
Alex Jones is white Unk.
Yeah, he's white Unk for sure.
He's the Unk of White Boy Summer.
The record clearly supports the plaintiff's argument that the defendant's conduct was intentional and malicious and certain to cause harm by virtue of their infrastructure, ability to spread content and massive audience, including the info warriors, the judge said. Intentional, malicious, heinous conduct.
I like that quote. Well, of course I'm laughing at it, he said. It'd be like if you sent me a bill for $1 billion in the mail. Oh, man, we got you.
It's all for psychological effect. It's all the Wizard of Oz. When they know full well the bankruptcy going on and all the rest of it, that'll show that
more
what
like
I've
white
got.
Donk.
And that's it. And I have almost nothing. Yeah, I mean, he definitely doesn't have almost nothing. You know he's pulling in some dough.
Yeah, what's he offered 55 mil and a substantial salary.
It's a sick brain you get when you become rich where you just don't know what nothing is anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's 15 plaintiffs. The jurors awarded them $965 million, and then the judge added another $473 million to that. I love that. That is just arbitrary being like, well, let's throw on another fucking
throw on another half of what he already owed.
I'm telling you, it's shocking.
Yeah, $300 million for the plaintiff's attorney fees.
Yeah.
And $150 million for violations of the Unfair Trade Practices Act.
So that's what, $300 million for lawyers?
Yeah, lawyers? What the fuck?
Like four guys
that's common, though, right?
Million.
Is that if you lose...
But that... I mean, yeah, but I... But who are these lawyers that are due out $300 million? Yeah.
Have you met lawyers?
But yeah, I mean, that's still, that's an insane amount. That's like how many fucking The Flash movies are they going to make?
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
the lawyers involved in these kinds of cases, it's like the contractor that's like, yeah, I'll fix a toilet for the government. Yeah, it costs $700 for this.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying it's like, why is no one being like, $300 million for lawyer fees. Like, clearly that's pushing that to the extreme. Like, yeah, they're always going to be like
bad. First
yeah,
of all,
that's true.
First and foremost, yeah. Alex Jones bad. Second of all, you're a Nazi.
The Sandy Hook plaintiff's lawyers are to get, okay. Yeah. One third and comes their damages.
Again, maybe it's just like, it adds up. There's enough people that all had a $30 million. I don't know.
You know he's up in the vents like, you make one mistake. You go down to the bay, you say a couple kids aren't real.
Under one hypothetical calculation, the damages could be around $2.75 trillion, Mike.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, yeah, all the families can just lay back and wait for that $2 trillion to come in.
I mean, I guess in the family's defense, they're probably just like, whatever amount of money shuts them down for good.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what it really is.
But that's not what it is for good. But it's not what the lawyers want, though.
No.
The lawyers are like, sweet, our firm can get $300 million.
They want that amount.
A piece of $300 million. Hell yeah.
Well, and they're lawyers, so they'll fight for it on their own dime.
It's an attempt to try to get those loser followers to stop harassing the families. I don't think that's gonna work.
Yeah.
I don't think if anything, I'm saying if someone's like that psycho. this just emboldens them more to be like,
yeah,
you're trying to take away my hero.
You'll stop like, Alex, I don't but get you won't stop his listeners.
I still don't get the correlation.
It's,
I don't.
Yeah, it's the same as the Trump trial thing. We're like, great, now that now his followers won't love
maybe
him.
Maybe it's long term. If he's gone, they eventually like move on and then.
Yeah, you know, that always works.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just you saying, know who shut down your guy that's anti the system?
Yeah.
The system. You're welcome.
And I'm not even saying that he shouldn't be found guilty. I'm not saying like he shouldn't be held liable for his actions. I'm saying they're throwing child numbers out
Pick
there.
Pick a
like,
number that is possible.
It just doesn't make sense. It does. If they were like, you know, hey, $80 million, $100 million or something like that I'd be like, you know what?
That's why it's just a clear hit.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah. But when they're like,
I'm making a year in 6 weeks, that sucks.
A hit job.
But I mean, I don't know. I get if people don't like him, and I understand why you wouldn't like him, but then to also be like, well, it's this guy I hate, so I'm glad they're doing this.
This makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it's the classic when they came for him, I said nothing. And then when they came for me, no one was left. But like
when they came for like, Hulk Hogan's tweets,
yeah,
I was upset because there was a great archive that's been deleted.
Yeah, there's so true. Many steps between in this version that they just can't see that it's like Yeah, we hate this guy, but come on, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I mean, again, fine him $100 million, $200 million, but it's wild to me, $1.5 billion. It just feels like made-up monopoly
Dr.
money
Evil
at that point.
Came down and made the case in reverse.
Hulk Hogan did delete all his tweets, apparently. He was maybe involved in some sort of crypto scam.
That sounds like something
that
he did.
Like HH, brother.
Now, I don't know. I didn't look too much into this, but I did see a thing where, like, potentially, I mean, this could have been fake. Potentially, he was talking to some crypto bro about like maybe pumping some sort of shit coin. And then he's like, and then after we dump, I just delete the tweets, right, brother? And they're like, yeah, just delete the tweets, even though it's like illegal. And then I think he just deleted all his tweets. And he was like, I was hacked.
I got ahead of it. I got ahead of it, brother. I deleted them all, every single one.
That rules.
That's what you meant, right?
Does that mean he deleted that picture that Jeff always shares where he's wearing like the straw hat?
DJ Hogan? Where he's DJing with his son? Yeah, he deleted DJ Hogan. He always has like weird sad tweets that end with HH.
Jeff does share that a lot.
Because people have been sharing their favorites because he deleted them. But yeah, what's the poop one?
Poop brother's good one.
Yeah, poop in my gym, brother.
HH.
I really hope you mean pop. Sorry to correct you, brother. And he goes, poop, brother.
What the fuck? I don't even understand where any of that's going.
I think
from.
It means someone
pooped in his gym. Yeah.
Poop, brother. I
hope you mean pop.
I guess ask a stupid question, huh?
Yeah, maybe sad Hogan tweet. See if there's sad Hogan tweet.
Oh, look at Ninja Turtle where he spelled Ninja Turtle where he spelled Ninja wrong. top right corner where it's him in a movie theater.
This one. All right, hold on. Poop in my. Oh, there was a picture of poop. Someone shit in his gym.
Ew.
Me and all my friends at the 10 p.m. Ninja Turtle movie, brother. Oh yeah, then him in the.
Did you send that to the group chat, Jeff?
No.
Wow, because I saw that recently, and I can't imagine how else I would have seen it other than you.
It was on the on tweets today. I saw a lot of HH tweets.
Yeah, I think it's because he deleted it, and everyone was trying to remember their favorites. Hulk Hogan Twitter account gets hacked. He claims his Twitter account was hacked, was compromised after disturbing tweet. I didn't see what the disturbing ones were. Let's see. What were the there was supposedly the launch of a Hulk coin, but now I think he's trying to say he wasn't involved in that. He takes shots at Azealia. Well, this does sound like something. Would he have been tweeting at Azealia Banks?
No, Iggy Azalea? Azealia Banks?
Oh, is it Iggy Azalea? I was thinking of the other crazy black lady that talks Iggy about Azalea. Like dead cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I guess someone did hack him because you suck at pumping. Hulk has the real milk. I don't think he was sending these.
Yeah, no, that doesn't seem like him. And it doesn't say HH after it.
Yeah, he doesn't put the HH. I don't think he'd be tweeting this.
Well, they also should have called
that
it either.
That is that great grift, though. You get a celebrity's Twitter and you release some shitcoin and pump it and steal everyone's money.
It should have been HulkRypto or HulkOyn.
For what?
Hulk coin or Hulk crypto.
Oh, Hulk coin.
Not just Hulk.
Yeah, they were just going with Hulk.
Shulk.
Appreciate your love and support always. Please do not take notice of any posts today. They are not for me and we promptly remove. Thank you. How old is this fucking guy at this point?
50.
Because he's been old my whole life.
Yeah, no, he's been old for so long. He's got to be like late 60s, right?
Oh, yeah, 70. Well, he's been in such bad, like he's fucked his back up so early that even in WCW he was like hobbling around.
But even just looking at him, like he always had the horseshoe hair. Yeah.
So even in the 80s.
He was tan, so his skin looked all old.
Because in the early 80s he was, what, 30 years old, but he already had the horseshoe.
He looked like he was like 52.
Someone did mention, I found the word for the thing we always talk about. Do I still have it?
Oh, how age be hitting different?
Yeah. There's a word for it.
Did you see? I actually was thinking about that. I thought of you, Jim. Have you seen the video of children seeing a camera for the very first time in like the 30s or something?
No.
It's like a video of a bunch of just like street urchin worker, like, kids just like seeing a camera.
Factory worker children.
Yeah, no, I think that's what it is.
And they watch that over there.
And they look like a bunch of like 10-year-old, 30-year-olds. I don't know how else to describe it.
Set on their face.
Let me see if I can find it. But they all, this is like, age be hitting different.
Yeah, dude, age be hitting different.
Depending on the era. So we got all those sweet microplastics now keeping us young.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Jim, Google kid seeing camera for the first time, and it'll be the first result. I'm like, look at these children's faces. Yeah, right there. Look at these children's faces. They look like old men. Look at them. Look at that one in the middle.
Well, because they're off to their 60-hour a week job in the factory. So
they all look like a bunch of like 35, 40-year-old men. Like, look at them.
Yeah, that's wild. Fuck, I think I lost it though, because there is like a word for it of how people like look younger and younger these days.
We need it. Yeah, we need it. Well, because age be hitting different. Like,
yeah.
It flows off the tongue. We know what it means immediately.
What's going on in the background? There's like a giant bunny hooded guy. It looks
like. Must be like a parade, maybe? A holiday?
No, it's just a lady.
Okay.
Never mind. Never me mind.
Yeah, look at that kid in the middle.
The kid in the middle looks like a little freak.
He looks like a boxer who just went 10 rounds.
He got deep sunken eyes.
Yeah. Like, he looks like Frodo when Sam's carrying him up the mountain.
Also, is this AI? Look at the kid in the back. He's all stretched out.
I think they had to use, like, some algorithm to, like, add color to it. And
plus filling in frames, because it's an old-ass camera.
There was, like, missing frames and stuff.
But, yeah, I mean, that just goes to show how good we have it, though. It's just how tough it was back then. Because it's like you're living real hard life. I mean, you're dying at 33 or whatever the fuck.
I'm
you know?
30. I'm almost 39, and I don't look as old as that kid in the middle.
Yeah, you haven't
Is it related somehow as well to how, like, you know, we like toys and comics later? Is that part of it?
I think a lot of that is, like, they've said, like, that's the millennial thing, is that, like, we're the first group that had a ton of that as a kid, and then also wound up in a situation where we had the money and it was still a thing. Where, like, in the 80s, like, adults saw what kids had, but they didn't have cool shit when they were young. And then the kids growing up at the time we did were the first generation to both have it and then still have it be around when we were, the older age, and then also have the money to, like, want it for longer and stuff.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, it seems like it could also be somewhat related because, we still kind of have it easier in a sense, even though we have less. Like, yeah, we have more toys, but we don't have as much, like, land and other, like, I guess, quote, adult things.
eBay collectibles, video games, and trips to Disneyland kept me from looking like that kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like Cope. You'll own nothing, but you'll have your comic books.
If I didn't go to Disneyland twice a year, I'd look like that kid. Like, I'd just start looking like him.
Yeah, I mean, because there's no doubt that we laugh more than them.
That's true.
There's no way they've laughed as much as
us. Well, that's why
us.
We have like prominent laugh lines on our face, and they've just got sunken eyeballs from the backbreaking work.
Well, yeah,
they have
permanent frown lines from always doing the come and see face and everything. Every moment of their life is a come and see moment.
Come and see.
That guy is the come and see kid right there. Or it's the alien from Alien 3, the human hybrid alien.
Yeah, it does look like that. Yeah, he has a sunken eye, just like the hybrid from Alien 3.
Yeah, it's the
or robot alien from Resurrection.
The virus from Shell Shock.
Huh.
System Shock.
All these kids rode that thing and they were just spinning for a long time. That would get rid of that face. That'd get rid of that face quick.
Well, that's like the thing where that would kill a peasant child.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves.
They get the bends and die.
Alien. Speaking of Alien, Alien Romulus looks pretty dope.
I saw I don't know if it was a Red Band trailer, but I saw like a We're Not Hiding Things trailer when I went to the movies the other. What was I seeing? I think I was shit. What was that? What the fuck was I seeing? I don't even remember what I was seeing. But yeah, it was like you saw, like there was it like they're putting a light behind her, and you can see the chest burster moving around and about to like burst out of her. Like it looks pretty cool.
Stack says people are just fatter now, and it fills out the face and makes us look younger. I don't think that's all it is,
because if you look,
I think that's probably part of it. There's some more baby faces out there.
If you look up a 40-year-old Jim, you're what, 43?
Yeah.
If you look up a 40-year-old and Jeff, you're 36. So a 35-year-old, a 39-year-old, and a 43-year-old in the 90s, they look older than us. And
in the 80s especially.
I watched in the 80s, they look older than that. In the 70s, older than that. Like it's just, it has nothing to do, and like none of us are like big fat weirdos or have like some disfiguring thing about us. We're just like,
thank God.
I think it's all the
three different dudes
sweet.
Of different ages and slightly different heights. Like we just don't look as old as they did. Like you look at like 27-year-olds. Like, I look at photos of my dad when he was, like, 27 years old, and he looks older than I look right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Yeah. And I know a lot of them smoked. Like, smoking was, like, a big contributor. Like, you age differently, and smoking...
Yeah, but their food was supposed to be better. They were supposed to be eating more, more natural food.
But that also just can't contribute to everything, is the smoking. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure some people, that's, like, a thing. But just on par, on average, you look at it, and it's just, like, They're like guys, and like you look at like college football players, and they look like guys that were like on the last 2 years of their NFL career. And it's like, how can they look like that? These guys are like 23-year-olds playing college football, and they look like they're like 42.
Too much pot roast and carrots. Everyone's eating pot roast and carrots left and right for every meal.
The keratin, that's what's doing it.
Yeah, it's just when you're eating roast. You live high in the hog, you die high in the hog.
Is that why British people look like shit? Because all the roast they're eating?
That's the Sunday roast. They have a weekly
roast. Sunday
roast.
I was listening to
it. It's called Roast Theory, Mike.
I was listening to a history podcast in one of their episodes. I think I brought this up on the Streamathon. It was all about how like historically bad British food is. And it was really, really nice to know that the whole world basically agrees.
Oh, yeah.
That because I know that it wasn't... I'm not saying that like people were trying to gaslight us to make us feel crazy, but before we went there, our listeners that should have known better were recommending atrocious food to us. And then while we were there, we were eating nothing.
Well, what atrocious stuff were they recommending to us? I don't remember them recommending like atrocious things.
No. Things that wound up being atrocious.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like flavorless. Like gruel is what they were like. You gotta get this flavorless gruel, you guys.
It's all we have. All we bloody have.
You guys don't like.
You don't like the gruel. You gotta add the brown gruel to the gruel, covered in gruel.
You guys don't like the food. Have you tried the flavorless gruel yet? You gotta check it out. And like, but they, it felt like vindicating hearing people just across the world be like, oh yeah, all British food is fucking bad. They don't know what anything is. They don't know what good food is. All their food's bad. All their food's flavorless. It's garbage. Because I felt like...
It's because they're inbred freaks.
I felt like people... I felt like people were trying to make it seem like, well, yeah, I guess if you're an American and you're used to 10 spoonfuls of sugar and a pound of salt and everything, you like, I felt like we were getting that. And I'm like, no. That's not why I think their food's bad.
No, because we've been to like Japan and their food was amazing.
We've had good food, and so we know the difference. But I'm not even blaming our listeners. I just felt like there was like an underlying, well, you're a dumb American and your food all has like too much shit in it, so of course you think it's bad. I felt like there was a little bit of that.
Well, they go wild though with with when black people say that white people here don't put enough seasoning, never mind if they had British Lord. Food.
Oh my God.
Imagine one of them took a Spirit Airlines flight to UK.
Oh my God. That'd be Spirit Airlines.
Well, cause
what you mean this don't go to the UK?
There's a meme about the age thing that uses some sort of anime reference that I don't get.
Okay, what is it?
Let me find it. Okay, yeah, I did just find it. Let me pull it up here. Okay.
Wait, your word or the anime reference?
I don't get the anime. It's like being 30 in the 80s, being 30 in 2024.
Oh, never mind. I know. I know.
Yeah, you must know.
In anime, basically, it's always like, well, let's go find old Kenshiro. He was in the war. He's the wisest and oldest man in the village. And then it's just like some 30-year-old guy, but like, or they're like, oh yeah, he's 32, and then it's like an old man with a scar and gray hair and a giant bushy beard. Yeah,
I don't know what that.
Yeah, it's Jet, and then it's Shinji.
Yeah, Jet and Shinji. It's just like old guys in anime all look like they're supposed to be like 55, or like 30-year-olds are considered like old guys, mm-hmm. And then like
yeah, here it's Nietni.
Oh,
Neotini.
Neotini? Yeah,
that's the word for okay. It. That's the retention of juvenile features in the adult animal.
Interesting. Yeah, that's like the bit in anime is always like you see this old grizzled gray-haired man with a scar on his face and he's holding a cane and then you find out he's fucking 38.
Yeah, the delaying or slowing of the physiological or somatic developments of an organism, typically an animal, found in modern humans compared to other primates, having a form of typical children.
Huh. I think bad haircuts add a little bit to this too. Not like,
yeah, but it's more like I agree. A lot of times it's the style of clothing.
Yeah.
And the haircuts.
Because I've seen like modern actresses like, do the thing where they tease their hair up.
It's
and
in
stuff.
The face.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong. I'm saying I think there's little bits on the edges that make it that like add a little extra something. Because like I've seen the joke where it's like modern girl actress that's 23 years old. Look at her in clothes with old timey like teased up hair and stuff. And you go like, oh, wow. Yeah, she instantly looks 10 years older.
Yeah, apparently this is the effect has it's kind of started in the 1920s, according to this person who studies historical photos.
I would have thought it was like maybe like in the 40s area because I feel like there's diminishing returns the further back you go.
I guess it makes sense because if you look towards like the fucking Wild West or some shit, you got Mad Dog Tannen.
Yeah.
And then you got
Pretty Boy McFly.
Yeah. I almost sent you something. It was actor in Back to the Future, actor in their old age makeup, that actor now at the age they were supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some breakdowns.
And the Biffle one was, like, perfect. Like, the chick from, his mom looks way better than old fake old mom. His dad looks a lot like it, but Biff looked, like, young Biff in old Biff makeup looks just like real-life old Biff.
Hey, Vsauce. Michael here.
Yeah.
At the age of 18... Carl Sagan looked like a teenager, but it doesn't take long in an old high school yearbook to find teenagers who look surprisingly old.
What the fuck?
These people are all in their 20s, but so are these people. This is Elizabeth Taylor when she was just 17.
What the fuck?
And here are some high school students from the 70s. Did people used to look older? Brandon McCarthy asked on Twitter, and evidence poured in. People shared photos of their parents in their early 20s.
Ugh, 23? Wait, hold on.
21?
What
can't
the
wait,
fuck?
Let me go back to that.
People
picture.
Shared photos
even
of
when you
their
know.
Parents.
My mom, they were like 23.
It's the the receding hairline does not help.
Yeah.
She looks like she could be age be hitting well,
so
different 23.
So now we got to picture that guy in a Captain America shirt. Is that guy still around?
Is he around? Yeah.
Parents in their early 20s. Their dad at
21 is absurd.
That's
can't
crazy.
Be right.
I mean, again, it's all the
it's
hair.
It's the thinning
it's
hair.
The hairline.
Yeah.
That bad hairline's
going
to
be. That's the Hulk Hogan effect.
Yeah.
One, their mom at 18 or 19. Their dad at 45.
That person's mom had hard features, though.
45, that looks like, that's like a 70-year-old.
That is so funny when you search, like, supermodel 1940s, and it's just dog ladies. You're like, oh, God. Yeah. Like, there weren't
one user
women
shared
the
their
50s.
Husband at 27.
23.
And what his father looked like at 23.
Jesus Christ.
And there's pretty much an entire subculture around how old footballers looked decades ago. 24.
Yeah, this is kind of what I was saying. Yeah.
33.
What? No, that can't be right.
That guy is so Irish. Yeah. I think it is. You can't count Scottish.
30.
Jimmy Ledbetter from Ipswich Town, age of the time of photo, 33. He looks like the oldest man you've ever seen.
But keep in mind, he was one of the kids in that photo at 1901.
What's the? I'm spacing on his name. The comedian that I like.
What do you mean?
The one that all the guys like.
Shane Gillis?
Yeah, Shane Gillis. Oh. It's from his new stand-up special where he's talking about like the baseball player where he looks like he's in his 40s. He's like 50 pounds overweight and he's the greatest athlete alive.
This guy looks like the...
Imagine him running down a football field, too.
Yeah. He looks like the rapist murderer in Barbarian.
Yeah, he does.
29.
Wow.
27.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not go back. Look at the guy on the right. Look at the fucking guy on the right.
20.
Holy fuck.
That looks like a waterhead, though. But that's really rough.
Oh, my God.
He must be really
Swedish
good.
Guy, 27.
Jesus Christ.
He looks like he's from the Hills of Eyes.
Yeah, he does.
His noggin is so wide.
27. It's not uncommon to think that there's something more grown up about the way people used to be.
That
to
might
look
be more hairstyles.
And think that people
these
seem
no, but these guys just—they look like these are these don't look like teenagers. They look like late 20s.
Maybe
at a younger age than they do now.
These
Let's
are just
call
Jewish
it
guys.
Retrospective aging. It doesn't happen to everyone. People do not and never have aged similarly. And there's even the opposite observation that kids these days grow up too fast. But it's a popular question and subject of numerous memes.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Friedland.
It's like, I know that about me. I would never say, like, I am the picture of youth. Look how young I look.
Yeah.
Because I also know I dress much younger than my age. I know that. And I'm sure that, like...
That plays a part.
People that look
like
at me.
Like if we're walking around with suits all the time and shit, it gives you an air of an older person.
Yeah, it's like you get the benefit of the doubt that if someone were to look at you and go, guess their age, you look at the clothes and it like automatically skews you younger just by default without like even someone's brain knowing.
And this image is actually from episode 24 of season 5 when Wint was 38. So we're not comparing apples to apples here. However, this is an image of George Wint at 34, and Ashley Fairbanks made some alterations and a good point. However, here's the rub. These alterations don't make Wint look more like a 34-year-old. They make him look more like a 34-year-old today.
All right, yeah, people were adding like different hairstyles and making them look more
which was like
now.
That was my point about some
people.
Yeah,
that kind of works.
Yeah,
again,
the one
haircuts
on the right
and
is
and
a million
stuff.
Guys.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got the second guy and they're like, this is your boyfriend. I was like, whose boyfriend is that?
Well, remember last week I was saying there's the four guys. There's only four guys. Yeah. And
this guy's going to say, because this looks like Melton from the Nobody Likes Onions
guy. It looks like the four kinds of guys.
Similarly, giving the Golden Girls modern-day hairstyles and makeup drops their apparent age a lot. Superficial styles and mannerisms can often make not just a big difference, but all the difference.
I don't like this guy's energy.
Which supports the hypothesis that retrospective aging is often an illusion. Modes of self-expression are always...
Yeah, it's kind of like what we were saying. A lot of it... I mean, the fashion does... But they're still, those kids we looked at, though, their faces looked old.
What about Freddie Ledbetter or whatever?
The fake age is the cake, and then the haircuts and clothes are the icing on top. Like, it's there. It's not a part of the cake, but the cake is way bigger.
This box isn't just good for your brain. It's good for everyone's brain.
Dead.
And we've got a special treat for you. While supplies last, open neurons. Wow. Whoa! Who's that guy? Does he look like a Bill, a Mark, a Justin, or a Josh?
Justin.
Pause right now if you'd like.
Yeah, let's see. What does he look
like?
Shit,
I shouldn't have said it out loud, but that's what I think.
I guess I'm leaning Mark.
I was thinking Mark, too.
I'm feeling Mark, maybe.
I'm feeling Justin.
Let's see. We're looking at a picture of a man, or I don't know if it's a picture or maybe an artist rendering of a man.
I think he look like a man.
He look like a man.
Like, to think about it. According to research from Millsaps College and Miami University, this is Mark.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
At least, this is what we think people named Mark look like. By asking people to make and rate digitally created faces, researchers were able to put together prototypical faces for a number of different names. This is apparently what we think a Josh looks like.
Quan,
what is
the most racist
drawing? A Dan,
a Malcolm,
a Brian, a Tom, an Andy.
Evil Tom.
The idea that names might conjure
they got less impressive each time because they barely look different.
They looked very similar, yeah.
I mean, I get this all the time when I listen to like radio shows or podcasts, and I've never seen the people.
Yeah, and you picture
your brain.
Well, we've
yeah.
heard that a lot about us too.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
people
yeah.
listen to our show,
your brain immediately like abstractly for basically no reason outside of just like lifetime experience creates an image of what that person must look like because of they sound how they sound. And sometimes it's remarkably. Right. It's like when you read a book and you picture a person and then they cast them in a movie and you're like. They nailed
yeah,
it because,
yeah.
like, just something about it, like, they were thinking the same thing you were. But, like, I think that all the time where, like, I hear a voice and I go, I think that about myself because, like, you know, I've been complaining that I lose my voice because I yell during the show.
Mm.
I hear younger versions of myself and it's less rough. And I wonder if I hear my voice, if someone were to listen to the show now and not know how I look like, how much different their visual image of me now would be compared to listening to an earlier episode and hearing
it's
my
like
voice.
It's like Marge Simpson today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh dude, my God, this is sad.
The
why
insane
do they
insane Marge
like
voice.
This?
Yeah.
And Homer in like the earlier boy.
Yeah. Oh, it's frosty chocolate milkshake.
Frosty chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, it's Venom.
Boy, it's me, Homer Simpson.
Homer Venom.
It has been called a Dorian Gray effect. In Oscar Wilde's The Picture of Dorian Gray, a portrait of the protagonist ages and grotesquely reflects his evil deeds while he himself remains young and pure-looking. In a similar way, it seems that in some cases, our own appearance can come to reflect the name we were given. But I kind of think it's really more of a reverse Dorian Gray effect. I mean,
all right, yeah, now we're just getting into like names and whatever. But anyways, that's kind
thing,
of what we've talked about that.
Yeah, we said it, like, the age thing is like, they looked older, but then also there's like a thick gravy of clothing and haircuts and stuff on top.
Gravy.
Yeah. Oh. I'm so hungry. floor pie.
You know what I've been getting back into is...
hubba, hubba.
Yeah.
Hubba, hubba.
Oh my goodness. Favorite part of the show.
Venom hype train continues. We ride for Venom. Last dance, Venom.
I enjoyed that we all nailed the Venom voice.
Yeah, we're very good at that.
It's almost like it takes no effort to do Tom Hardy's Venom voice.
But we did extra good.
No, I know. Impersonating a retard.
So, yeah, something made me laugh. Oh, seeing that lady start spinning for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on her side. I like her, but seeing her start spinning, especially when you're like, guess which one she is.
No, what they took down, we got a copyright strike.
Us?
For our 766 part two. Fuck that.
Why?
I don't know.
What were we doing, watching an entire movie?
I'll have to look at it. Fuck off. What else we talk about? We talked about Trump talking about that guy's big head. The Hackamania report from Jeff. That was fun to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy with his fucking license.
Oh, the license guy was really
good.
He's so wrong.
Wow, what a great show we have,
ladies
and gentlemen.
We're great. You know what? We're not great. We're exceptional.
We are exceptional.
And if you want some exceptional content, bonus stuff, stuff beyond the show, you're bored, you want more, you hate waiting in between weeks, you hate waiting for Friday, 7-ish Pacific Standard Time, check out patreon.com/JimAndThem where you can get more Jim and Them content. In fact, if you're not sure if it's for you, there is a free tier you can jump on. You yourself can be a Jim and Them freetard and find out what type of stuff we got on there. We got all sorts of good samples of the types of things you're going to get on the Jim and Them Patreon. Jim, what do we got right now for all those lucky people out there?
Well, on the free tier, we got our Orlando video. If you didn't see it during our streamathon,
yes,
our Orlando September/Halloween 2023 adventures are available for
best edit yet, I think.
Thank you.
It's got the best content too. Tons of inside views.
It's quite a fun watch, and all you have to do is sign up. You don't have to pay anything. It's for the free tards. We also got for our paid real ones. We just put up our commentary for what did we watch? Oh, the Underdogs. Snoop Dogg's football.
I'm sad I missed the Underdogs.
Snoop Dogg's football movie.
I think Caddy Studs.
Yeah, the new Caddy Studs. The mysterious death of the crocodile shaman. You won't believe how this crocodile shaman died.
Yeah, you'll never see it coming.
We did. We're having a hard time figuring out which way the shaman worked.
Yeah, and we learn a lot about shamans and different cultural like spirits and ghosts. It's quite a fun listen. The latest Caddy Studs. We just recorded a watch this before the show that'll be going up on the Patreon shortly. We get into a lot of the new releases of this year. hell yeah! Nice. Who did that, Daewoo?
Yeah.
Nice screen grab, Daewoo. And that's just a little taste. What's available at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Wow, fan fucking tastic. I would be remiss to say. Once again, Jacob Burrows did indeed prove that he is a successful man because he did hear in the plugs with zero prompts me talk about him.
Although maybe he heard the beginning of the most recent part two where we mentioned that he passed the test and then he went back after the fact. So
yeah,
there's definitely some scrutiny. There's definitely some
sussery.
Yeah, some sussery going on.
I trust
here.
Jacob Burrows.
He is a susserer.
Who, me? I trust Jacob Burrows. Yeah. I'm a Jacob Burrows guy.
Classic Patsy.
And because I'm a Jacob Burrows guy and a Jim Scampoli guy, is there a place out there for me, Jim? Is there a place on the internet for guys like me?
Yes, sir. ShowsWhatYouKnow.com. We do a podcast. We discuss television shows. We just relaunched Shows What You Know. We discuss general TV, stuff we've been watching. We have new bits that we do, like the Fast Fiver. What do we talk about? This most recent episode, we get into a little bit about some of the stuff we've been watching. Like Jacob's been watching a D&D show that's on Dropout TV, which I'd never heard of, but it sounds pretty cool. I've been watching Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin. Oh, I've never even seen Pretty Little Liars, but if you know me, I watch a slasher show. You make a slasher reboot show, I watch the slasher reboot show.
But what about the original? It was also a slasher.
That wasn't a slasher. Not like this is a slasher.
Oh, okay.
No, this is like literally a guy is like a Jason type character is killing people.
Okay.
Or in this...
In the Pretty Little Liars verse?
Well, it's like the I Know What You Did Last Summer show. You're the only person in the world that ever watched that.
Yeah, I watched that. But this is season two, so now it's like a Bloody Mary type character that's going around killing people.
Okay.
Who may or may not be A's mother, A, who is Archie from the first season. Anyways, Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin, right now on Max, the one to watch for HBO. We discuss that. We do a Fast Fiver. We discuss some TV news. That's all in the latest episode of Shows What You Know at showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, professional comedian. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, you know, I got my first feature up at Noreen's on there. So if you're in Vegas and you want to go to a shithole Pittsburgh Steelers bar Saturday night, come see me do my 15. I think we're filming it. We're doing the first feature special.
I really think you should. I think that, especially if you're doing 15, good or bad, I think that it'd be fun to watch.
First feature special. Maybe you'll see that coming soon. Other than that, come to the pool party on Sunday. Mike and Jim all invited on there.
Pool party.
I thought it was next Sunday.
No, it's this Sunday. Oh, okay. It's this Sunday, you fuck.
I might not be able to. I'm
this
seeing
Sunday.
I'm seeing the uncut versions of Lord of the Rings in the movie theater.
So you'll be gone. You'll be busy all day.
Yeah, no, I'll be gone for 5 hours.
Extended
second half of the day.
Cuts.
Convenient. Yeah. Convenient.
I wish they would put the theatrical in theaters.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'd rather just go see the theatrical. I like the extended, but if I'm going to the theater, I'd rather just go see the regular.
I've seen the extended so many times at this point that I just like think of it as the normal one.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I do. 3 days in a row. I got laid off, bro. I got nothing but time, baby. Woo.
Yep, that's it.
Cool. My endorsement is a Netflix show called How to Rob a Bank. It is a not like a docu-series with like episodes. It's just like a documentary. It's about a guy they nicknamed Hollywood who was robbing banks in Seattle, sort of emulating Point Break. And you'd think, oh, okay, it's just all about this bank robber. But really, it's like there's so much more. He lived such a fascinating life. It was like they're burying the lead by just like framing this as like a show about a bank robber, but like in the perfect way. It's the way you want when you watch a documentary where like there's layers you'd never expected. It's a very, very good watch. I liked it quite a bit. It's on Netflix. It's brand new. It's called How to Rob a Bank. That is my endorsement this week.
Well, hell yeah. On that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.